This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new trial has been ordered for a Grand Junction man who has been in prison since 1993. James Genrick was convicted in a series of pipe bombings in the 1990s that killed two people. Chris Fabrikant is a lawyer for the Innocence Project, which helped Genrick get a new trial. They said his case was based on faulty expert testimony.
The state will have to decide if they're going to appeal the judge's decision or if they're going to retry Mr. Genrick or dismiss the indictment.
The judge in the case cited the expert's scientific analysis as the primary driver of the conviction. And a note, the since-retired district attorney who prosecuted the case, Steve Erkenbrack, is a member of Colorado Public Radio's board of directors. Two Democrats in the Colorado House are suing the chamber's leaders. They argue both parties are routinely violating the state's open meetings law. The suit was filed by Representatives Elizabeth Epps and Bob Marshall. It alleges House representatives routinely break the law by conducting substantial conversations about public policy without providing required notice to the public. In a statement, Democratic House leaders said they are committed to open government and are reviewing the complaint. Police shot and killed a man in Summit County early Sunday morning. Two officers responded to a call around 7 a.m. about an armed man wandering through a subdivision and banging on doors. Both officers shot at the man after they said he failed to put his gun down, according to the Summit County Sheriff's Office. That timeline is being investigated, and both officers are on leave. The man's identity has not been released. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.